This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Annie Fry Show YouTube live chat poll of the day is sponsored by Ruler Foods. Low prices, no coupons. Ruler Foods.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's a-
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
It's was great to see the president come and engaging with the blue-collar worker of New York City. We basically built New York. The union movement has made the middle class. And we are very patriotic union, and we are pro-America. So my members right now, I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We're living it every day in New York City.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Well, you know him as a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, and also host of Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick. Tyrus is with us now. Tyrus, thanks for being back with us. It's good to have you here.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Donald Trump is stuck in New York City because of one of these many trials that he's facing, but he's finding himself in the different areas talking to non-traditional Republicans, and it seems as though he's getting some response from people in Harlem, people who are, you know, the union strong. Does that any of that surprise you?
No, especially because I think everyone can relate to similar situations where they feel like they've been unfairly accused of something or mm-hmm. the system has screwed them over. So there's a lot of people that relate to that. And a lot of people are educating themselves on the cases or like not really sure what the cases are.
Yeah.
In terms of like, they don't sound like crimes, and they don't understand, like we were hearing today, isn't some of the pundits on left-leaning networks, aren't they also guilty of influencing elections?
Yeah. I really don't feel like the Democrats have taken the lawfare that they like. It seems as though the Biden administration has had a pinky finger, if not a whole hand, in orchestrating some of this lawfare against Donald Trump. But I don't feel like the messaging is out there that really suggests that Donald Trump is the criminal they're trying to make him out to be. It's like, it's just Donald Trump enough. He's just, you're just supposed to understand that he's this big bad guy. That has been enough for a while, but I don't feel like they're pulling this one across the finish line like they're going to need to in November.
Well, they're kind of like, you're holding a non-victimous crime to this level, but somebody punches my grandmother in the head, takes her purse, they're out in the afternoon. So people are really seeing it. There's a huge disconnect with that. And I think that given the fact that they were so adamant about defunding the police, they were so adamant about attorney generals not taking cases, and then you see this one. So it's not too hard to figure out the reason for this. It's just to have him locked up or have the term. The only way they think they win the election at this point is if it says President Biden versus convicted felon, former President Donald Trump, and that convicted felon is what they're basing everything on.
Yeah. Do you think
and Roe versus Wade?
Do you think abortion is going to be the policy that Biden tries to use to get the victory in November?
Yeah, you see Roe versus Wade up on his campaign thing, and again, I on the Five the other day, I was pretty outspoken about it. I think when it comes down to it, we saw the emotional response, how it affected the red wave, destroyed it. And I think Republicans need to start thinking about, do you want to win the election or not? And I think, like most of us grew up with Roe versus Wade, it has been kind of the staple of the land. I think the Republican Party really needs to revisit that, is that situation. And so, because if you took that away from President Biden, what does he get to run on? Mm. If you said, listen, in terms of coming together, President Trump is going to revisit and look at Roe versus Wade. I think that would, one, show that, again, you put him on a hypocritical situation again, because they're hypocrites. Here he is willing to say, okay, let's revisit this. It's not flip-flopping if you're willing to look at something, what's the betterment overall for the country. And I think if you look at that, and from that aspect, you take that away from Biden, what's he running on? Mm. Nothing.
You know, Tyrus, I'm very passionately pro-life, but I'm also can at the same time be very realistic about the idea. And I say this as somebody who lives in the state of Illinois, and Illinois is flyover country for big cable networks in many cases. It's got to get real bad here before it gets the attention of doing the same things that California and New York would be center stage for. But in Illinois, when politicians take the super social conservative path in a primary and then in an eventual campaign, they lose every time in a statewide office. Yeah. We have no Republicans anywhere in statewide offices. And if you were to take a more moderate Republican, especially in the primary process, that could actually win portions of Chicago that it would need in order to win the state, we would not have the like progressively advanced abortion laws in the state of Illinois that we have.
Exactly.
We've lost on every front on this issue that is very important to me. So to your point, you know, I don't feel like I need to compromise my life begins at conception pro-life belief to also at the same time acknowledge that if the way you're fighting is a guaranteed loss, then you have to change up the game.
You have to. And just that word, that putting it on his campaign, it's literally above his head when he speaks. So that's what the game is running. And I just feel like at some point, that's at least 15 million votes, in my opinion, which is the difference between being elected and not being elected.
So, Tyrus, if you take that arrow out of the quiver for Biden, if you eliminate the abortion one as much as you possibly can and make that effective play from a campaign standpoint, because you're not going to win making that the Republican thing that we beat our fists on the table about. What are the issues that you want to see the Republicans, top to bottom of the ticket, Donald Trump at the top, pushing? Where do they need to have the conversation surrounding in order to get people to maybe lift their heads from where they've thought before about Donald Trump? Maybe I couldn't vote for him before, but maybe in this year.
I think it won't. Two things will happen. If we took that from him, you would force him into debates. Because now he can't run on, oh, I'm not talking to this barbarian, extreme convicted felon. He would be forced to have a debate, which in itself would be game over for the Biden campaign. The Democrats would scramble and maybe even think about trying to replace him and all this other kind of, but it'll be too late for all that. I think that's the big thing. I think
brings it down to the issues, and then he'll have to discuss and debate the economy, because they've been very clever. Like, they don't include groceries and gas prices in saying the economy's improving. Like, they do little things that President Trump will expose them for in a debate, and it will have to be on that stand. So he'll force him out of the basement.
Yeah.
By taking that argument away, because that's going to be the entire campaign, is that President Trump's a convicted felon, and they're going to take away your rights as a woman. That's what they're running on. And it's worked.
When you see President Biden delivering speeches and, you know, telling it and saying out loud pause and, you know, end of quote and all of these things, do you think that changes anybody's mind if they hate Trump enough? Does that matter?
It should. I mean, any other job, he would have been sent home. He was making announcements at Walmart on sell products and was reading the pauses and the thoughts. And
that's
true. He would have been fired that day. Like, you couldn't tell the difference. So it should scare everybody. The real question is who's writing this stuff for him? That should be the question. Well, you know, because that's the real issue, is who's running the White House? Because mm-hmm. it's not the guy who's reading pause. No one would let that guy in. Just take Biden out of it. In any situation, if you had anyone on your radio team who read the directions while reading the ads, how long would you let them do it for?
Right. Yeah, we've said this before. Like, would you trust Joe Biden to get your McDonald's order right?
No.
I would bet money that he would get it wrong. I would be shocked if he got it right.
He wouldn't come back. He wouldn't make it.
Sir. Yeah, it's, I mean.
Or come back with, like, Wendy's and Arby's and then yell at you.
For wanting the wrong thing.
For wanting the wrong thing.
Tyrus is with us right now. We have a YouTube poll every day. Today's is, you spend time in New York and New York City. Do you think that Donald Trump can win New York?
No, unfortunately. I'd be surprised. They're just too embedded, and they don't live there. It's not a debate here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, can he win in California? No, unfortunately. The base is just the base, and they're not great. I mean, would it be based on what's going on in our country? You would think they would want to change across the top. But again, sometimes the tent is way bigger than the window on the tent to see what's going on outside.
Mm. Joe Biden doesn't have anything to offer. And when I listen to him talk, I listen with that wince that you would. It's just that secondhand embarrassment
that you know.
Yeah. And I don't really know, when it gets down the stretch, when there's more pressure on, if I don't think he's going to be able to handle that moment. And I think haven't you said they're not going to debate? No debates.
No. And they're not going to debate a convicted felon. It's going to be a disgrace to the office of the presidency. I've been saying this for a year and a half now. Like, there's no debate. We might have VP debates, and that won't be much better. But the Democratic Party is going to try to swing it to where he would be a horrible president to debate. He might as well debate with Kim Jong-un. Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to do. They're going to equate it to. Or knowing them, probably Hitler, because that seems to be one of their magic comparisons, which is uncomparable. But that's what they're going to do. I mean, they're literally telling us that he's going to kill his enemies and democracy is going to be over. So there's no filter, really, instead of just saying we're going to beat them on the issues, because they're not. They ran their elitist agenda for, 3 years now, and the country is not better for it. And they're not going to give that up.
Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, has these stories continue to be repeated, and it doesn't rise to be more important to talk about than immunity hearings at the Supreme Court or Alvin Bragg in Manhattan or whatever it might be. But Christopher Wray keeps saying, in charge of the FBI, we are under an imminent threat. And I wish that we spent more time talking about that. I don't have any information. I'm assuming that you don't have any inside intel on what that threat is. But I keep thinking, like, in the places like New York, in Chicago, and Chicago has shown some eyes wide open about the way that city is being run right now. I don't know if it's going to turn Illinois red or anything, but I'm just asking myself, when I hear the FBI director say there is a threat upon us, what it's going to take for Americans to realize that the person who has his hands on the wheel isn't actually the president of the United States. We don't know who it is. We don't know who's running the show.
Well, we're just speculating, but I'm assuming what he's basically telling us is it's already here and it's strolled in through the border. And now saying that it's imminent, it's been here. We've been playing fools. They've been doing this for 3 years, the influx in this country. We have no idea who's here. You know, and a lot of times only when we catch them do we find out the level of criminal that has crossed these borders. And so, again, you can say there's good people, this, that, whatever, but if everyone was getting vetted, we would have a better grip on what's here. So a lot of military-age men, single young men have strolled into this country with no vetting process, and the FBI is doing the best cover their butt scenario, saying it's imminent or it's possibly coming. You knew what it was. You guys chose to do nothing. And so is there a cell here or two in New York? I wouldn't be surprised at all. I would not be surprised at all. And then when the like, oh, how did this happen? That's when I will get upset. You know exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen with the open border?
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. That's for certain.
Yeah. So
before we let you go,
yeah, they're telling us they've already peed down our back, and now they tell us there's a slight chance that it might be pee.
Yeah. Like, too late. Oh no, I didn't see that coming. No. The Boston Red Sox are 14-11. The St. Louis Cardinals are 11-14. How you feeling?
Yep. And we've played in our division one time, and we're swept. So yeah, as long as we keep playing the Pittsburgh Pirates, we're gonna look great.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Pittsburgh Pirates
if we can play
are
them 100
not
more times, I think
in
we'll
last
be good.
Place in the National League Central Division, and we're not going to talk about who is.
Mark my words. But it's our bet.
You'll
see.
Okay. I got the size 8 hat at the ready right now.
Okay.
Tyrus,
right.
Thank you. Talk to you again soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, and he's on Outkick, and he has a special stand-up on Fox Nation, Tyrus, with us each year, each week on Thursday. I wish that we had a 14-11 team to complain about. I would rather be...
Oh, a 14-11 team with Tanner Houck pitching for it?
Yeah.
Dude, that guy has been throwing really well.
Yep, he threw that really good game 2 starts ago, and he's been fun to watch. Collinsville, Illinois native. All right, let's take a quick break. Ryan Wiggins back in studio. When we come back, your votes on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Can Trump win New York, yes or no? Tyrus, he spends time in New York, and Tyrus says no, but we'd like to know what you think. You can also join us by subscribing on the Annie Fry YouTube channel when you go to vote in that poll, and let us know what you think. A couple comments here I will read from Amy says... I voted no. It might be closer than it's been in the past, but the brainwashed libs will override any progress. People would rather complain than fix their problems. Sherry said, I voted no because this is political crime of being Trump and not an actual crime against someone. Sherry, interesting point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So what do you think? We'll be right back.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Imagine what we could do next. Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years.
Everybody's all bent out of shape about the pause. What about the four more years? What is that?
I've never heard that.
That was yesterday.
I'm surprised I missed that.
How?
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
He's pausing to imagine what we can do.
Four more years.
Yeah.
For me?
What we can do next. Four more years.
Convincing.
Pause.
Four more years.
I can't believe I didn't see that yesterday.
Does it matter?
Yes, it matters. You mean, does it matter that I saw it or
no.
that he said it?
These are things that happen all the time, and we don't play the majority of them. And I feel like you shouldn't not, this is not a you thing, but I don't think people should be able to allowed to vote if they don't know he's doing this stuff.
That's fair.
I think that is fair. And because I missed this one, but I would have found it by X's and O's time
you
for sure.
Known.
Let me put it to you like this. If you were voting and you voted and you cast your vote and you found out after you vote that for years he was doing stuff like this and nobody told you, would you be upset?
Or if for years you were told that the president was doing things that he wasn't doing and then you found out that that wasn't true either, would you be upset?
Heck yeah. I can't believe that the mainstream media doesn't play this stuff.
Guys, but Donald Trump fell asleep in court. That shows a clear mental decline.
I need you to create a promo that I want you to sneak onto this radio station that sounds like, yes, and Camel X.
Okay.
If you can make it work. Where you do a promo for this radio show, but you do it like Joe Biden would do it.
Okay.
And then at the end, add, please clap.
Like, I'll have our big voice
15
guy.
15-second promo. Yes. Yes.
Do something like that.
Yes. Pause.
Okay. Promo starts now. 3, 2, and.
You're narrator.
Listening to 97.1. And just narrate. Just do the whole thing.
Yes. Please.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody. Just
I can
sneak
do that.
It in there.
Okay.
You've got access.
It will play
the keys.
At 1:32 tomorrow.
No. Don't do it in my show. These people know we're here.
Oh, no. We got to have them in on the joke.
Do it for the people who aren't listening right now, and they only listen in their drive to and from work.
I mean, that's actually kind of a fun idea.
Of course it is. Don't say actually like it's my first.
I mean, I wasn't expecting much, but, you know, the bar is pretty low, but you came in over it still. I like that idea because...
Sounds like a direct quote from something I've said to you. That's probably fair.
Well, if I wrote it to where it said 3, 2, 1, promo start, you're home for conservative talk. And he went right into it. And then in the promo said, this is a promo written by Joe Biden's teleprompter. Like, people would get it. That actually would be funny. I would do that. Congratulations to you.
Not I would.
There's got to be a Joe Biden AI voice.
I will.
You know what?
We can get an impersonator on Fiverr. I don't even care. It doesn't even have to be good.
They're not that great, though.
No, it's better that way. They don't have to. They just have to know that we were trying.
Yeah. Okay. Challenge accepted.
Not a joke.
Come on, man.
I accept. Not a joke. Come on, man. Pause. Gosh, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. People have and he was walking around shaking hands with ghosts yesterday, too. I did see that.
What if he really was?
Whoa, maybe
we just talked about
things.
This yesterday.
That's right.
I would be really concerned when he's, like, looking up, reaching out.
I figured out who's running the White House, Annie.
People in the comments yesterday were making some some inferences. Well, we talked for 2 segments about the top 6 things that happen before somebody dies. And I thought... This is not the time or place. It isn't the time or place.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years.
This, the the audience was scripted.
Yeah, the audience knew when they were supposed to come in.
They were the only ones.
They were reading along on the teleprompter.
Yeah, wait till he says pause. Wait till he says pause and now. I mean, they were ready.
No, they didn't say wait till he says pause. They were like, wait until he does pause. But he never did because he kept talking.
Pause.
Brian Kilmeade was saying before our show started, he was talking about, like, he's like, his people need to take better care of him. He was like, that word pause should be in brackets because that infers that.
It probably was.
That's what his producer said. Allison was like, oh, you know it was in brackets. And then other people are saying, like, they should use ellipses. I think Kim St. Ange said that it should be ellipses. He's going to say dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
My question is, do his people want him to look good?
Yeah, I think they do. Their jobs are tied to it. They want to keep a paycheck.
I don't think they're going to keep him.
Yeah, that's a good, I don't know. I mean, they're clearly, it's got to be hard because they're probably doing all the things that they should be doing and going to great lengths to make sure that he doesn't want it around the stage, and he's still doing it.
Put dashes, put ellipses or something in there that he can't say out loud. Why do you need to say end of quote? Like, why do you need to have, I mean, it should be for delivery. You give those cues to people who are speaking. I've never had to read off of a teleprompter in front of people. I've given a lot of speeches in my time. My speeches, I specifically don't write speeches because I talk for a living. And if I went in front of you, and Ryan, you've seen me do speeches, Brad, you've seen me do speeches on various things. If I were, you see me talk here every day and you've seen me do speeches. If I were to be reading from a paper, that would be so not what you're used to experiencing from me. So I don't do that. Is it hard to read from a teleprompter? It's a skill that you have to develop. Once you get to the level of president of the United States, should be able to handle that one.
Well, also, look, when you're president, you're reading a lot of speeches. So I'm sure it does get to where you're on autopilot a little bit with these things. But when you have a crowd ready to chant 4 more years, it sounds like that was the purpose of them being there.
Yes.
Then when you hit the line 4 more years, I'm sure once in a while the temptation is just, you know, your mind's just going, you let it go. But he's done this so many times.
I also question the idea of putting in a pause so that people can chant 4 more years. It should sound like they can contain themselves. They've interrupted you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, I'll give you this minute.
You know what you need to do is you need to outsmart him. This is what we're talking about. You need to outsmart
with
the president.
With less letters and more dash, dash. You're going to end up having ellipses and dashes, and he's going to read it in Morse code.
The dude is reading.
What's he doing? He's sending out an SOS.
That's how he's talking.
Look at the way he's blinking.
Ryan, it sounds like they've outsmarted
him. Nuclear bombs.
He's reading the prompts.
No.
Outsmarted him.
No. What they need to do is, instead of saying pause, just have another line in there and say, I can't even pause here. You know, like, whoops, you weren't supposed to read that, but if you did, it's okay. You know, like, outsmart the brackets.
Why is Saturday Night Live not doing a, like, stupefied Morse code? Or they just try to make him say something super simple with as few letters as possible, and then he just starts reading it in Morse code and, like, sending nukes somewhere. He gave a command. It's time to go.
We passed we
passed bombed Fiji. Fiji, really? That's what he said. Yeah.
We're funding Ukraine. Stop. We're funding Israel. Stop. Wait, what's the president doing?
Full stop. Yeah.
He's reading a telegram. Look at the way he's blinking. Beep 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 boop 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 beep beep.
He doesn't blink.
You're right.
He squints.
He just kind of does the stare that goes like the slow turn and pivot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But like you turn your head, right? If you're going to look over there, you're going to look to your right. He turns his whole body.
Yeah, that's the way you turn when your back's real stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he's going to look like he just makes his whole body shift to the side that he's going to look at, and it is slow.
Wonder if it's rigor mortis.
I don't wonder that.
No? Well,
now I do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We'll be right back.
Say this very simply. No American of any color or creed should ever have to live under those kinds of threats. That is not who we are in this country. Sadly, Colombia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear, and the intimidation of the mob rule to overtake American principles like free speech and the free exchange of ideas and the free exercise of religion. They have co-opted First Amendment arguments to protect genocide and to elevate the voices of anti-Semitism. They have proven themselves to be incapable of achieving their basic responsibility, which is keeping students safe. We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks. Those who are perpetrating this violence should be arrested. And I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
Boo, wah, wah, wah. I'm so sick of these protesters. I said, and I was wrong, to Brad, well, that Mike Johnson press conference is going to be at 2:45. That's probably, and he goes, yeah, it's probably going to be late. I go, yeah, it'll probably be boring anyway. It was not boring.
Okay.
It was a smackdown. And I appreciated the way that
my message to the students inside the encampment is go back to class and stop the nonsense. There, look, if we want to have a debate on campus about the merits of these things, let's do that. But you can't intimidate your fellow students and make them stay home from class. Think about that. Is that right? Do you think that's right? Stop wasting your parents' money.
Stop wasting your parents' money. Smack that down, Mike Johnson. You're my speaker for now. I mean, for the time being.
that's a good last line.
I loved it. He didn't have the command. He didn't go out there. And I almost was thinking, I'm kind of glad that he's not super charismatic in his presentation, because it was a hostile environment, mm-hmm. and I was just listening to it. The protesters, you could hear that they were there. They were listening. They were booing him. Do the booze line.
Your booze mean nothing to me. I've seen what makes you cheer.
Exactly. It's the whole point. It's exactly right here. Boo him, you losers. Go. Stop wasting your parents' money. Go back to class. Stop harassing your classmates. These are basic tenets of a civil society, you losers. I'm tired of it.
Do you think there was a parrot out there yesterday?
A parrot or a parent?
A parent. I got a little bit of a sniffle.
I mean, it's probably an emotional support parrot.
Do you think there was a parrot
somewhere
out there yesterday? Sorry, I got to blow my nose.
You know, like the voice that Ryan just did, I said parrot. There was like a whole 12-minute scene that took place in his head before he did that voice. Mm-hmm. The voice is the part that we partake in.
Yeah.
But there was a lot going on in that mm-hmm. split second that made you do that voice.
The voice where I don't have any breathing out of my nose.
The post-nasal grit.
You sound like a third grader that's about to sneeze on me. It's like a ticking time bomb.
That's on my resume. Can you be a third grader who sounds like he's about to sneeze?
A I think plus I just work. Misgendered I can be a myself. Reference on that.
Okay, so I just wonder though,
you
back to my
you
original
want to
point,
be right.
that you think there maybe was a parent yesterday who heard who heard Fruit Loops.
I want to just repeat everything you say, but I don't know what it would sound like on the radio.
And, plus you, not, and you don't know what I'm going to say yet.
I would, in order to repeat it, I would listen.
Okay, listen.
Listen.
So there was, this is really like, the point
wonders.
Of this is not going to matter anymore by the time I get to it. I guarantee you that. Yeah. Do you think there was a parent yesterday?
Possibly.
Who was like, I'm going to tune into the press conference
saw their kid.
Of the Speaker of the House, see what he has to say about all these protests. I think my kid's at one of those universities. And then heard that and went, I should save my money. This is terrible. Why am I spending money on this?
I think what,
why am I spending money on this?
Do you remember, it was the Baltimore, I think it was the Freddie Gray riots in Baltimore, I think. There
yes.
was a kid who
yes.
was out rioting and his mom. Showed up on screen and like ripped him out of the thing and was hitting him with her shoe or something like that. And it was like for a moment in time, everyone was like, I know what's going on there. More of it, please. Mm-hmm. But it did happen.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Mike Johnson's presence at Columbia was important? I do.
I like that he did it. I like that he did it. It's weird because the more you draw attention to these protests, the more they grow. But at the same time, this is the kind of thing that you're like, look, this probably existed underneath the covers anyway. Now that you're exposing the way you feel, let's get this all out in the open and really address it and address it head on. And that's what he was doing.
Well, yeah, and if they want their voices heard, let's let their whole voice be heard so people can see them for who they really are and the things that they're really saying instead of the media out there shaping the narrative.
More free speech.
Also, politically, this is a moment that if you want to be Elise Stefanik, you're going to win. Like, if you're going to take the side that she's taking or that Mike Johnson is taking mm-hmm. here, you win. The country is with you. It is bipartisan. You have a very small group of people who are radicalized idiots who are yelling loud. This is an opportunity for you politically to show, hey, you know what? We're on the right side here.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I was pulling audio, I came across a clip and it was a good video clip, but that's not good for radio. But a CNN reporter was at the USC protest and some guy with a keffiyeh? The thing wrapped around his face and it was masked, started yelling at him. And he's like, well, why don't you take your mask off and come over here and talk to me? And the guy wouldn't do it. And he's like, just take the mask off. And the guy started threatening him. And CNN had to cut away from it because the things were getting too tense.
Have you seen the videos of the protesters? There's young women. The person's asking them, like, hey, what are you out here protesting? And they're like, we don't really know. We heard over at Columbia that there are some things going on at NYU and they needed some support. And then one goes, yeah, I wish I was more informed.
Yes.
Like, shut up. Stop talking to the camera. You don't have to be as informed as everybody else, but don't go, I want to be on TV.
Yeah.
In your stupidest moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I have heard that. And in fact, I think I have it here, Brad.
You're stalling.
You're set.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not...
Yeah. So do your parents who are like, oh my gosh, and my kid doesn't know what she's talking
about.
She
just says, I think I heard something was going on here, so I came. Like that. What are we protesting? I don't know. Do you know? No? Okay. No. They have no idea.
No.
It's absurd. These people do vote.
Yes, they do.
That you can show up and be as uneducated about who you vote for as you can a protest where you just show up and you're just there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the cameras, because I think they say either before that or after that, oh, we heard there was a lot of police here. So we came. Well, it's because there's an event happening, essentially, is what you're saying. Like, oh, there's a thing happening. I wanted to kind of be a part of it. What side are you on? Not really sure. I'm on the side that's loud, though.
What was that website? I saw, oh gosh, I go to so many websites, apparently. I'm looking at my history. There's like a okay, here it is. Crowds on Demand. Have you seen this?
Oh, no.
I'm going to share it here to the live stream so you guys can see what I'm looking at. But this was shared on Twitter, and I saw it there, so I'm putting it on here. Brad, you can maybe feature it or whatever. You can go to crowdsondemand.com, and it says protest rallies and advocacy. That's one subject. Audiences, events, and fan displays is another one. Who we are. Okay, it says Crowds on Demand is your home for impactful advocacy campaigns, demonstrations, PR stunts, crowds for hire, and corporate events. Services available nationwide. We create out-of-the-box campaigns, audiences, and events to make an impact for our clients. Are you looking to create a buzz anywhere in the United States? At Crowds on Demand, we provide our clients with impactful advocacy campaigns and events. We are best known for organizing passionate demonstrations, rallies, flash mobs, corporate PR events, and lighthearted events such as paparazzi, brand ambassadors, and PR stunts. Does this bother you at all? Bothers me.
Included with your event is one pallet of bricks.
It doesn't say that. Does it?
I don't know.
Our services are available throughout the United States, so whether you're looking at doing a single event or multi-city campaign, we have the resources available to achieve your goals. We have offices in Beverly Hills, California, and Phoenix, Arizona, with satellite presences across the country. Let's learn more about protests, rallies. What do we have, a minute here? Not even? Mm-hmm. Organize rallies and get media attention for your causes and candidates. Whether your organization is lobbying to move forward a healthcare, financial, energy, or other social initiative, we can organize rallies and get media attention for your causes and candidates. I don't know. I wish I was more educated. Shut up.
They gave me this sign, so.
If you need to hire protesters, we can get a crowd on the streets sometimes within 24 hours of time.
That's kind of gross.
It's really gross. And really fake, and it makes things make a lot more sense. I don't know if this is particularly used for these, but this service is out there, and it's right there on the internet. What services are out there for hire that aren't so boldly out on the internet? We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.